Bluegrass music has deep roots in the rural hills of Appalachia. More than 50 years after bluegrass was made famous by the likes of Bill Monroe and Ralph Stanley, the genre is still evolving all across America. Stina Sieg of Here and Now contributor KJZZ takes us to the Phoenix suburb of Chandler to meet a new generation of bluegrass players.
Every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, this is Annie Beach's living room. About 24 children from kindergarten to high school sit on chairs, couches, and stools, strumming guitars and bowing fiddles. A few little girls are plucking canjos, banjos made with one string and a soda can. And always there's Beach, leading the whole thing.
I can understand every single word you guys are saying. And I can't say that about a lot of professionals, so that's really good.
Miss Beach, as the kids call her, has long white braids and black, thick-rimmed glasses. The 73-year-old is tiny, far shorter than many of the kids here. But she commands a big presence. She has to. She's been running Jam Pack Blues and Grass Neighborhood Band since 1994.
We stick out. You know, we stick out in the bluegrass world especially.
That's because bluegrass is not exactly known for its diversity. But Beach's band includes kids from all backgrounds and economic situations. Everyone is welcome. No one pays anything to be here, and most of the instruments are loaned or donated. It's been that way since the very beginning, when more than 20 years ago, two little boys appeared on Beach's doorstep. She had just substituted for their second grade class, and like always, had brought along her mandolin.
And knock, knock, knock. And they said, can we play some more music?
Oh, I love those hills of all Virginia.
Within a short time, Beach had 17 young, eager players. Then the band kept gaining momentum and students. These days, Jam Pack plays all over Arizona, at festivals, nursing homes, and at packed concerts right in Beach's backyard. Once total outsiders, they've become this force in the Arizona bluegrass world. About 200 kids have played in the band so far, and many are second generation. Like Selena Haggerty, a 15-year-old mandolin player whose mom, aunt, and uncle were all in the band. Haggerty says she feels lucky to be here.
Yeah, I really do. I feel super, like, privileged, and I don't know, I feel like it makes me proud, like, to know that I'm here and I do this.
This is not just about making music, but about making a tight-knit community, one that very few players ever really leave, even when they grow up. Tons of Jam Pack alums stick around, maybe teaching the younger kids or spinning off into new bands. 13-year-old Alazia Zuwaldi, who plays an old-time stringed instrument called the mountain dulcimer, describes the Jam Pack culture like this.
It's coming together to play music and becoming one despite anything, despite, you know, the differences that we all have. We all come together to form this beautiful thing.
And is there a secret to creating that beauty? Annie Beach smiles and sighs.
Oh boy, there's a great deal of love goes into it. Even if I get mad, anything, I love every single person that's part of this.
Miss Beach hopes someday one of those people will take up the responsibility of Jam Pack, keep it going long after she's gone. Right now, she's the one who drives many of the kids to and from practice, who cooks them dinner every night they're here. She makes them all photo albums and hosts birthday parties. It's a lot of work, she says, but it's no sacrifice. It's how she wants to spend the rest of her life.
And I say I want a pure heart and I want a pure focus from here until you guys are singing me out.
For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.